guys. Welcome to the Fundraising Freedom Podcast with Mary Valone. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and this is the place where aspiring six and seven-figure fundraisers come to be encouraged, empowered, and educated on how to raise more funds and have more freedom. So welcome to episode 114. Today, we're talking about how to create a winning sponsorship packet. And I believe that the sponsorship packet, sometimes I refer to it as a case document or your presentation packet, but I believe that this is the most essential piece that your nonprofit needs to raise money. And if you do not have one, by the time we wrap up today's conversation, I want you to confirm and affirm that you need this piece in your organization, okay? So the sponsorship package or the case document, presentation packet, whatever you want to call it, this packet is ultimately your menu. And so imagine going to a restaurant or pulling up to a fast food restaurant, and they don't ever tell you what they sell. They don't tell you what's on the menu. How are you going to respond once you get up to the window at a fast food restaurant? You're going to say, do you guys like maybe serve burgers and fries? Like, I don't know what you guys sell. I'm not sure. And if you're sitting down in a restaurant and somebody walks up to your table and says, what would you like to order? You would look like a deer in the headlights, right? You would have no idea how to respond to them. And that's what I'm talking about here, okay? So when it comes to our nonprofits, our ministries, our charities, we have a difficult time sometimes getting all this content and all this stuff that's in our head down on paper. Because of course, you do a ton of things and every charity does. And so when you start thinking about, oh, well, we do all of these different things, how can I possibly get that down on a sheet of paper or in multiple sheets of paper in front of somebody? And that is the challenge that I have for you today, is that we need to make sure that all that information does get down on paper so that they do know how they can fund and give to your cause. The last thing we want to have happen is somebody is really interested in the work that you do, but they don't know how to give. They don't know how to be a part of it. So this packet of information is ultimately going to be your menu. And I believe that this piece will help you so much when it comes to your support raising and your fundraising efforts that by the time, yeah, we need to make sure that this thing happens, okay? So in my book, Fundraising Freedom, I specifically talk about the case document on pages 74 through 76 of the book. So if you do have the book, go to page 74, 75, and 76, and you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't have the book, get the book, okay? All right. Fundraising Freedom has everything in it. That book walks you through all the steps that I talk about. And I'm going to be talking through some of those. I'm going to be talking through all the steps actually today, specifically around the sponsorship packet. I want you to be able to see how the seven steps that I teach through this podcast and ultimately in my book and in all the programs and services that I offer is that I have a clear step-by-step plan for you so that you know exactly how you can put this piece together, okay? So I want you to think through when you're thinking about a menu on the restaurant, you know, like when you're looking at that restaurant menu, typically you'll see, you know, appetizers, you'll see the main menu, you'll see desserts, you'll see beverages, right? So there's all kinds of different things that you can order at that restaurant. Sometimes you're hungry, sometimes you're not that hungry, and so you might just order an appetizer. And sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I'm starving, and I'm going to order an appetizer, I'm going to order the main menu, you know, off the main menu, and I'm going to order a dessert and something to drink, right? So there's times that some people are going to look at your menu and they're going to say, oh my gosh, we want everything. And then some people are going to say, yeah, we might buy a ticket or two and come to your event. And that's all they buy off the menu. But remember, there's one menu that has everything on it. And that's why I think it's so important when you're creating a sponsorship package or some sort of packet that sells your organization. I want to make sure that you know that you can sell multiple things in this packet and not feel like, oh my gosh, I can only sell one thing. Because remember, there's always going to be kind of that, you know, just like in a restaurant, there's going to be a server. There's going to be somebody who hands that menu to your potential donor. So there's always somebody who's going to be able to answer those questions and maybe just point them to exactly what they want. I know sometimes when I sit down at a restaurant, I'll ask the waitress and I'll say, or waiter, I'll say, what's your favorite thing on the menu? And they'll tell me exactly what they like. And the worst is when I get somebody who's like, oh, it's all good. I'm like, okay, you didn't help me at all, okay? And so, but when they go through and they're like, okay, well, if you just want an appetizer, this is my favorite appetizer. On the main menu, this is the one that we sell more of this menu item than anything else on the menu. And I'm like, okay, must be good. All right, go to the dessert. And they're like, well, if you like chocolate, oh, we've got chocolate cake. Oh, you like ice cream? We've got ice cream. You know, so they pinpoint the things that, oh, if you're interested in these are the things that you're going to really like. Okay, but what are they doing? They're serving me. They're telling me exactly what I want to know. I asked a question and they're telling me the answer. So think about your sponsorship package in that way. I want to make sure that it is serving your potential donor. It's going to have something of everything. So that it's like, hey, if you like this, this might be an option. If you like this, this might be an option. Okay. So there's lots of different things that you're going to have in this packet. But I explain every single page on actually page 75 of my book, but I'm going to tell you what those are. Okay. So on page one of the sponsorship package is a beautiful cover. Think about the menu. Usually it's the logo of the restaurant, maybe the address, maybe a few little details about, you know, maybe a slogan line that's on the cover. But think about it. You're on the front and the back cover. It's just going to look pretty. It's going to look like all of your other print materials. It's going to look like your website. It's going to fall in line with your brand. Okay. So the cover, the front cover and the back cover, that's page one and page eight. And I'm going to explain to you that the sponsorship package or this presentation package that you do, it doesn't matter if you are selling an event. It doesn't matter if you're doing a building campaign. It doesn't matter if you are just selling your operational costs to fund your cause, okay? So this packet can be used for any kind of fundraising that you do. It's universal. It can go across the board. Now, I encourage actually doing an 8-page presentation packet. And I think that this is the best way to do it because you can print it on an 11x17 sheet of paper. And that way, if you have a nice printer in your office, or you can go to a Kinko's, a FedEx, an Office Max, some of the, you know, any one of those places to get this packet printed, and it's not a custom size piece, right? So if you do an 11x17 sheet of paper and you do it front and back, you can actually get 8 sheets of paper on 2 11.5x17 sheets, okay? So I hope that makes sense. So we're printing on 2 sheets of paper, 11x17, and we're printing front and back in color. And then all you have to do is just fold the piece in half, staple it down the middle, and you can put it in a nice presentation folder, and there's your nice packet, okay? So really, really simple. Don't overthink this piece. But if you have 8 sheets of paper then, so you've got 8 total pages to design. So we got that first page, which is the cover. The second page, I like to have that second page to be some sort of letter from your leadership. And it can either be from the executive director, the president, whatever, CEO. You can either have it come from somebody like that, or you can have it come from the chairman of your fundraiser. So let's say it is a building campaign or an actual event that you're putting on, a dinner, a 5K, any of those kinds of things. A golf tournament. You might have a chairman, a volunteer chairman. If you follow what I do, if you follow what I teach, I want to make sure that you have that volunteer chairman. So if you do everything that I recommend, that page two is going to be a letter from your chairman with a really nice picture of them, a headshot of them with their name, with their title, and an invitation for the person who's reading the packet to be a part of the work that they're talking about the charity, talking about the event, talking about the building campaign, whatever that is. So that's going to be on page two of the packet. Then we get into page three. Page three is the mission, the vision, the timeline of your organization, the history of where you've been, what you've created. And that just gives credibility to your organization, gives credibility to this fundraiser, because now you're telling the person who's reading this packet, wow, these guys have really done incredible things throughout the years. Now, it doesn't matter if you just started a couple years ago or 6 months ago, whatever. All I want to see there is that you've got some history, you've got some planning, some things that have happened that have really gotten you to this place. And that's why it's so exciting to be a part of the work that you guys are doing. And it just shows people that it's, you've got your stuff together. So if you've got that clear vision, that clear mission, and then I've got this history, you know, this timeline of where you guys have been and where you're going, that's just going to add that credibility and create an authority. Like, you're an authority in this space, and that's what I want to show people, okay? So then we get into page 4 and 5. Now, page 4 and 5 are your centerfolds. So this is the centerfold of your packet. So when I open up that 11 by 17 packet, right in the middle, page 4 and 5, this is the meat of your packet. And this is where you're going to tell me how I can spend my money. This is where you're giving me all the different, this is the menu items of here's all the different ways that you can be a part of our cause. Now, if this packet is specifically for one fundraiser, I want to be able to see the sponsorship levels, you know, and how you create those sponsorship levels are all based upon how much money are we trying to raise. Now, if we're trying to raise $1 million, your top level cannot be $1,000. Right? You're not going to raise that kind of money, okay? So we need to make sure that if you're going to be raising a significant amount of money, we got to make sure that that top level represents it. So as you go through your packet, all we're doing is we're making sure that all those numbers tally up to the number that you want to raise. So if we're going to raise $1 million, we've got to have $100,000, $50,000, $25,000, $10,000, $5,000, $2,500, $1,000. So you're going to start to see the increments that are happening. So if you are able to bring in, you know, one presenting sponsor at $100,000, sometimes that $200,000 is also a good level to go in there at. But now we're talking about a really significant fundraiser. So if we're starting to look down at like, okay, maybe more like $500,000, $250,000, now we start to adjust that top level accordingly, okay? So just know you've got to do some math here. You've got to start, you know, playing with the numbers a little bit to figure out what kind of top level do we need to have. Now, that top number may seem like really astronomical. It may be like, oh my gosh, who would ever give us that kind of money? And that's exactly how I want you to feel, okay? Because we have to have some top levels where we're like, even if we don't sell it, who cares? At least that number is on the packet. So that way somebody can buy it. Right? So some people want to be your top sponsor. Some people want their name on your fundraiser and that big campaign that you're working on. So don't put it past somebody that they're not going to give a six-figure gift or larger. But you're never going to get it if you don't put it in the packet. Okay. You know, it's kind of like if you go to some fancy restaurant, you know that sometimes they put things on the menu that are like just stupid crazy, right? Like there's some restaurants that have like gold, you know, encrusted dessert and all this stuff. And it costs like $1,000 for this piece of dessert. And they just do it because every now and again, somebody walks in and they drop the money on that piece, on that thing. And that's what we're doing here, is that we have to make sure that we've got some outrageous numbers on here so that every now and again, when you come across somebody who's like, wow, we want to do something really special and really, you know, something out of the box crazy, they may go ahead and buy that thing that you have in your packet. But if it's not in there, like I said, they're never going to do it, okay? So make sure that we've got all those different levels that really match up to the amount of money that you're looking to raise, okay? So that's page 4 and page 5. We also, in these pages, we also break down the benefits. We say, okay, if you are going to be the presenting sponsor, what do I get as the presenting sponsor of your fundraiser? Do I get my name on stuff? Do I get a banner? Do I get my logo in your print materials? Do I get special recognition, maybe an award? Do I get tickets to the fundraiser? Do I get tickets to the event? Maybe a table or 3 tables or 5 tables, whatever the numbers are. But what we're doing is we're just giving them, what is it that I'm giving in exchange for that contribution? Yes, they're going to be changing lives. And maybe for your cause, maybe changing lives and impacting certain people, like the amount of money that they're giving is going to directly pay for X. If it's a building campaign, it might be it's paying for the kitchen, or it's paying for, you know, one of the rooms. And so those are the different increments that we're going to be putting in this page 4 and 5, okay? And then once we got all the benefits, we've got everything in that packet, that's going to seal up your page 4 and 5, okay? Then we get into page 6. Page 6 is your testimonials. This is where I want to show the potential donors exactly the impact that we're making. So I'm sharing a testimonial from people we serve. I'm sharing testimonials from other donors. So I usually am looking here for about three to five testimonials that are going to be written up here. This could be text only with a name and a title. This could be a picture with text. It's totally up to you how you want to share, you know, how you want to lay out and design this piece. But I want to make sure to see some good solid testimonials so that you have the ability to start sharing stories when you're in those meetings. This is going to be where you can draw in on those stories as you're talking to somebody. You may not talk about all three or all five of the people that are in your packet, but you are going to be able to show a picture and say, you know, do you see this girl right here? This is her story. This is what happened with her. And here's what she said about our cause. And so now we can redirect and we can talk about that person. And this all comes up during conversation based on what that person across the table is interested in. Okay. So that's page 6, the testimonials. Page 7 is our last page of content. So page 7 is the page that I want to see, where does the money go? Okay. So when I'm looking to give to your cause and I see $100,000 or $50,000 or whatever the dollar number is, I want to go to that last page and I want to see exactly where my money is going to go. So if I give, you know, $100 to your cause, how is that $100 going to be broken up? And you may have a pie chart here. You might have, you know, different percentages, all the different areas that your cause is funding. And this is where you can go into more detail. You can start to say, okay, when it comes to resources that we give to the people that we serve, here's how those resources are broken down. It's video resources, it's articles, it's print materials, it's books, whatever it is. But I want you to be able in this final page, in this, you know, page 7, you're able to really get all the details about how are we spending your money. And that's just giving confidence back to the donor that I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do with your money. And I've got a history. This is all documented. Your cause may be, you know, in Charity Navigator, Better Business Bureau, you know, all those different, you know, watchdog organizations. They're going to be able to say, okay, this is a trustworthy organization. This is a trustworthy group of people. And so this last page is going to tell me exactly where my money is going to go so that I feel confident about writing that check as I look through pages 4 and 5, okay? And then the final page, page 8, is your back cover. So it's your contact information. If you're on social media, I'm going to have those social media you know, logos on there, and then also just a nice graphic at the back of the page, okay? So that is your sponsorship packet. That's how you create a winning sponsorship packet. Before we wrap up here today, I want to walk through just my 7 steps and show you how I would actually pull together that winning sponsorship packet using the 7 steps that I teach. Okay. So step 1, I'll quickly just run through what the word freedom means. Most of you, I know a lot of you guys have read my book and, you know, are actually implementing the 7 steps. But if you're new to the podcast and new to me, you may not know about the 7 step process. So what it is it actually spells out the word freedom. My book, Fundraising Freedom, that freedom is, you know, really lays out all 7 steps. Okay. So the F of freedom stands for focus your vision. The R is run your research. The E is enlist your team. The fourth step is the other E, which is enhance your brand. D is deploy your team. O is organize your ask. And the last step is make your difference. Okay. So let's go through the seven steps specifically for creating your winning sponsorship packet. So the first thing I want to think of when I'm focusing my vision, what I want you to think of when you're building out this packet is I want you to think of, what is it that I'm going to offer? What is my vision for creating this packet? What do I want to offer to my potential donor? This is where you're starting to think about those sponsorship levels. You're starting to create what kinds of levels. Do I want my donor to give monthly? If I want my donor to give monthly, then pages 4 and 5 of my presentation packet is going to make it clear that giving monthly is really, really important. And you may dedicate one full page to monthly giving. Whereas someone else who may or may, you know, may not be interested in getting those monthly donors, they're going to break everything down into solid annual every single year, this is the level of giving that you're going to give to. Now, if you're doing a building campaign, it's obviously a one and done kind of situation. But imagine how many of us are really looking for a one and done situation. We want people to give ongoing, because once you build that building, once you create that campaign or you do that special project, you're probably going to have some ongoing operating expenses to keep that thing going. So I think it's really important that you start to think about, okay, how am I going to ask for this money? Is it monthly? Is it annual? Is it a one-time gift? Okay. And if whatever the answer is to that vision, that's what I'm going to be putting into my packet. Okay. So this is back to focus your vision. What do I want to see? And whatever you put on paper is what's going to happen. This is the same thing like I talk about, like the blueprint, you know, I'm building a house, the blueprint to our house. If it's not in the blueprints, it's not going to magically appear. So if it's a part of your blueprint to do monthly contributions or annual contributions or one-time gifts, make sure that it's in your blueprint. It's in this packet, okay? The next one is run your research. And this is where you start to think of who are the people that are going to sponsor my fundraiser? Who are the people who are going to actually buy from this packet? And then that's when I start to think through all the details of, well, what kinds of information are they going to want to know? And that's why when I tell you my general template, just from, you know, my 18 plus years of fundraising, I know that the key components that I told you about, the letter, the mission, vision, the timeline, the history, you know, what is it that you're selling? You know, what are the different opportunity levels, the testimonies, the where the money goes? All those components that I'm sharing with you, these are the questions that people ask. So I want to make sure that my packet answers every single question that might come up. I want it to answer the who, what, where, when, why, and how of what it is that we're doing so that nobody has any questions about what it is. But do not overthink this. This is where I've caught a lot of my clients getting stuck, is where they start to like really think through this and they're like, oh my gosh, but we've got, you know, 20 plus years of history that we got to cram into this one packet. And remember, I mean, I gave you very like fill in the blanks here. Okay. So on that page 3, our mission, our vision, and our history, that should really sum up those, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, it doesn't matter. But you should be able to really pinpoint some key components of what it is that your cause does so that you don't have to go into these elaborate paragraphs and explanations about the cause. That's why you have a website. Okay. That's why your website is important, because you can do all of that information on your website, and you can even reference it in your packet. If you want people to go and read more information about X, they can go to your website and you can have a special link for that. But I don't want you to get bogged down in this piece. Okay. And that's where your research comes in, is that you have to really figure out, what am I selling? What is the thing that I want people to buy into? What's the most important thing that I want them to give to right now? And your packet is going to hone in on that. And that's part of running your research, okay? And then this is where you enlist your team. This is where we start to pull together the people who are going to be a part of this specific fundraiser. And back to what I was telling you is that I want you to have a chairman. I want you to have that point person who's going to help you get this in front of people. And so that's all part of enlist your team. Who would say yes? Who would say yes to giving to this? You know, is it the hospital? Is it the local bank? Is it an organization, you know, a faith-based organization or a church or something like that? You have to know your target audience when you're building out this packet. So, and then that way you can use language that's very, very clear to them to say, oh, well, that makes sense. We get to be the presenting sponsor of that fundraiser. And that's all very clear to you because your team members are helping you really identify who would say yes specifically to this packet, okay? And then we get into the Enhance Your Brand, and that's really what we're doing here. When we build out the packet, we're building out the branding. This is the sales piece. This is the presentation that we're going to hand to somebody and invite them to be a part of the work that we're doing. So that's where the Enhance Your Brand comes into play. Then we get into Deploy Your Ask, and this is where your volunteers help you to schedule those appointments. And I don't want you to have to go this alone. Too often I see the executive director, the top, you know, the CEO person being the one who's having to schedule all of these appointments. And if you've got a great presentation packet that your volunteers helped to build out, they helped you with the language, they made sure that it looks really good, they're going to feel empowered to want to share that with other people. So this is where you have to refrain from being the person who schedules all the appointments. So now you may be the right person to make that appointment, but think through it. Who is the best person to schedule that appointment? And then empower them, ask them, would you schedule an appointment with that group so that we can, you and I can go in and we can present this packet to them. Okay, so that's what Deploy Your Team is all about. That's where you get that other volunteer, you get that other person that's going to help you to schedule that appointment, all right? And then we get into Organize Your Ask, and this is where we want to make sure that we are thinking through what questions do we need to ask to find out if we're a good fit for them. So not every time you sit down with somebody, are you going to be a good fit for them? But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be kind of like that waitress or that waiter, and I'm asking them, you know, what kind of food are they interested in today? You know, oh, here's our specials. Here's the things that we're featuring. So you think through the way that a restaurant really process, you know, how they take their customers through the process. This is very similar to what it is that we're doing with our potential donors. We're trying to find out how are they trying to get their brand out in the community? And how can we partner together in the best way possible so that we can highlight them and we can feature them in a place that's really going to fit for them, okay? So one of my, you know, one of my fundraisers that I was working on, we were trying to get a car dealership to come on board. Well, one of the things that we were doing in our fundraiser is that we were valet parking cars. Makes sense, right? A car dealership, valet, and they could provide custom keychains that had our event logo on it. It had their logo on it. And every single car that came through and valeted with us knew that they were the sponsor of our valet parking. Great fit. Now, what I needed to do though is during that meeting with them, we needed to find out what is it that they're interested in doing that's going to really brand them well. And as we started talking, it was like I already knew before we went in that we were going to be talking about the valet parking because I was like, I knew several different car options. You know, hey, they could donate a car to our auction, they could do the valet parking, they could help us with our transportation. We were doing, you know, shuttle buses back and forth. That would have been a great option as well. So there were all these different ways that they could have been engaged and they could have sponsored with us. And I wanted to make sure I kind of had a few of those things in mind before I even walked in the door. But I was asking the right questions and my volunteer was asking the right questions too. And we were finding out more, just almost, you know, pre-qualifying them to find out, is this a good fit? I don't want to pitch something to them, invite them to come on board if it's not a good fit. And the other thing is that what if our cause is not for them? What if they don't care about the kind of work that we're doing? Well, the last thing I'm going to do is invite them to be a part of it if I don't feel like we're a good fit. You know, if they care about some other component, I'm going to say, you guys should probably be involved in that kind of organization. I mean, it's okay for you to identify that we're just not good. We're just not for each other. But by the time you're actually sitting in a meeting with somebody, you should have already figured out, hey, we're a really good fit. We should be partnering together. You guys care about this. We care about this. We should be working together on this. And don't have some expectation that they're going to be that $100,000 donor. But what I want to make sure that I come in with is just a variety of different ways that they can get engaged. And I never want to pull that $100,000 off the table. I never want to assume that they're not a good fit for that because, hey, maybe they want to do something with, you know, that's going to be put themselves out there in a new way. You never know till you're sitting down and asking the right questions, okay? And then that last step that I teach is about make your difference. And when I talk about make your difference when it comes to your sponsorship package, what I'm thinking about is what did you provide that warrants your sponsor giving again? So I always want to celebrate our success. I want to make sure that we're celebrating the work that we're doing. And this is the same thing when it comes to your sponsors, is that I want to make sure that they feel really, really good about partnering with you. And the best way you can do that is, this is what I call a proof of performance kit, okay? So after a fundraiser is done, after we've done everything that we said we were going to do, we partnered together, they got on board, they came to our fundraiser, or they saw our building being built, and they feel really good about it. The proof of performance kit is where we come back and we show them, here's every single place where we put your logo. These are all the things that we did to honor your contribution, to honor your donation. And maybe they didn't want their logo on anything. Maybe they didn't want their name on stuff. But what I am going to do is I'm going to show them, through whether that's a testimonial of a story or a specific impact story, where I'm telling them, it's because of you that this happened. It's because of your contribution. That $10,000 donation that you gave to us, this is how we spent it. This is the difference that you made. And so what we're doing is we're giving that proof of performance that you gave $10,000 or you gave us $50,000. And what we did in exchange is we did X. And so you delivered and we delivered back, and it's a win-win, right? Okay, so that's the 7 steps. I typically use the 7 steps in creating your fundraiser. You know, oh, is it a dinner? Is it a 5K? Is it a golf tournament? Whatever the fundraiser is, I typically use my 7 steps to really walk through to figure out, what is the vision for my charity? Am I trying to raise $1 million? Am I trying to raise, $100,000? Whatever that number is, I'm using the 7 steps to build that vision out and ultimately get to the place where I'm making a difference and I'm changing lives and I'm, you know, doing everything that I wanted to do that was a part of my vision. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys could see how this is walked out, no matter whether it's a sponsorship packet or whether it's your actual fundraising idea, maybe it's a logo or any other kind of print piece that you're doing. But when it comes to your sponsorship package, we have to, I'm going to tell you this, that we have to make sure that we get it down on, you know, in print. We have to get everything that's out of our head on paper. And so if you don't have that presentation packet, if you don't have some way to tell people how they can be a part of your cause, this is something that I want to encourage you to put together, to start working on. This is really a key component to what I do as a coach. It's a key component to what I do in my academy, in Fundraising Freedom Academy, because so often you're too close to it. You know, you're so close to that fundraiser. You're so close to the cause that sometimes it's hard to pull all that content out of your head to get it on paper. So that's really my job. This is where I start to say, okay, I'm going to ask you the right questions and I'm going to start to pull this out of you so that we can get this packet together. And then that way you've got your key menu. You've got the ability to start selling. But if you don't have something to sell, you can't sell something on nothing, right? Right? You know, so we have to make sure that we have a menu so that they don't show up and say, oh, great, you're doing good work, but we have no idea how we can be a part of it, okay? So we want to make sure that that happens. So if you're in a place where you're like, I have no idea how to do this, then I'm going to invite you to reach out to me, okay? Because I do, I love doing this part because I know how important it is to the success of your charity, to your cause, to your ministry. I know how important it is, okay? And so I don't want you to go it alone. And there's too many times where I see somebody try and slap this thing together and they think, oh, I'll just get it on paper, no big deal, and then I'll just blast it to the masses. Remember, you only have one shot to present to somebody. Once they hear about it, they're going to say, oh yeah, yeah, I already knew about that. So we cannot put together a piece like this and then dump it out in a newsletter or throw it, you know, mass mail this to every person that we know. We have to be extremely strategic to sell every single level of our packet, okay? Every single item that you put in your packet, you should have somebody in mind to say, oh my gosh, this person should give at that level. This person should be that sponsor. I want you to be thinking already when you're creating those levels, oh my gosh, somebody should be our entertainment sponsor. Somebody should be, you know, that valet sponsor or whatever the when you look at your overall fundraiser, what are some things that would be like, wow, that would really give them ownership and give them something that's all theirs. That's the kind of stuff. And then when you go and make that ask to them, you can say, we created this level for you because we knew that this was the best place that you could give back to our cause. But more importantly, we feel like this is a great way to market what you do, that this would be a great place to showcase the kind of work that you do to our audience. And that just feels so much better. It feels like you're really serving them because you are. You're thinking about their business. You're thinking about ways that you can engage them in a new way, okay? So if you need help, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. You guys know how to find me, but mary@maryvaloney.com, or you can find me on Facebook. Just jump into the tribe, which is on Facebook. It's our private group, and you can just find us at Fundraising Freedom Tribe and in Facebook, and you know, just reach out to me. I would be happy to answer a question or to have a conversation with you to find out more. But in the meantime, grab a copy of the book if you don't have it and start really pulling this piece together. Make sure that you have some sort of menu that you can share with potential donors. All right. So, that's it. That's a wrap. That's it for today. So thanks again for joining in and being a part of today's episode. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. And in the meantime, have a great week. Let's go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. Would you like to create a killer 6 or 7-figure signature fundraiser where you have long-term sustainability, less stress, and the freedom to focus on what really matters? Well, Fundraising Freedom Academy may be just what you need. I'm Mary Valoney, and I created an 18-month training program that gives you the clarity and confidence to launch, grow, and scale your signature fundraiser, including weekly coaching calls, masterclass trainings, and easy-to-edit templates to build your signature fundraiser. This was the exact plan I used to net $500,000 with a first-year event. Apply today for the next Fundraising Freedom Academy class at fundraisingfreedomacademy.com. That's fundraisingfreedomacademy.com.